And good morning. I hope you are well. Good morning. What battles are you fighting? Hey, come on, name them one by one. You like to name your blessings one by one. But what about the battles we are fighting? Come on, name them. What battle are you fighting? And Jacob net mooi nerms moet I battle. Jacob mooi net nerms moet I battle wat jy fight. Die stryd wat jy het. Oh, en jy staan vanmôre op en jy sê, ek kan nie meer nie, ek gaan nie. Ek is vol, keelvol vir die battles. Huh? What battles are you fighting? Come on. Psalm 46 verse 7 says, the battle isn't yours. If you and I are children of the living God, by the grace of Christ Jesus, the battle you and I are facing, it's not ours. Come on. You want to fight that battle? And you name them one by one. Psalm 46, just listen to this. God is a safe place to hide, ready to help when we need Him. We stand fearless at the cliff edge of doom, courageous in sea storm and earthquake, before the rush and roar of oceans, the tremors that shift mountains. Jacob wrestling God fights for us. God of angel armies, protect us. River fountains splash joy, cooling God's city. This sacred haunt of the Most High, God lives here. The streets are safe, God at your service from crack of dawn. Godless nations rant and rave, king and kingdoms threaten, but earth does anything he says, because Jacob, wrestling God, fights for us. God of angel armies protects us. That's the message translation of Psalm 46. Come on. Name the battles you and I are facing. Psalm 46 in the NIV saying, God is my refuge and God is my strength. God is my refuge, and God is my strength. An ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. God is our ever-refuge and strength, and ever-present help in trouble. And I love Peterson's message translation, which says, Psalm 46 verse 1, God is a safe place to hide, ready to help when we need Him. We stand fearless at the cliff edge of doom, courageous in sea storm and earthquake, before the rush and the roar of oceans, the tremors that shift mountains. Early this morning when I arose and went down to the garage to pull the old Nissan back bucky out and start the generator to get some power to get on air with radio pulpits because of load shedding, and pouring the petrol into the generator and spilling the petrol, I'm still smelling like petrol while I'm sitting here because I splashed the petrol while I threw the petrol into the little tank of the generator and started the generator. And just before I started the generator, I listened to the roar of the ocean, because it's one of those beautiful, most beautiful mornings in the Cape, and there's no wind, blue skies, the sun is up, the ocean is calm as a mirror, the mountains shining into the ocean's mirror, and you only hear the roar of the waves breaking down at the beach down here. And it made me think, before the rush and the roar of oceans and the tremors that shift mountains, even as Psalm 46 says, when I stand fearless, I don't have any fear. At the cliff edge of doom, come on, devil, come on, Satan, I don't fear you because I am a child of God. And in the battles I fight, I have the grace of Christ. I have the resurrecting power of Christ Jesus. I have the Holy Spirit in my heart. God is my safe place to hide. He is ready to help when we need Him. Even as Psalm 46 says, when I stand fearless at the cliff edge of doom, I am courageous in a sea storm and even in an earthquake. As I listen to the rush and the roar of the ocean and the waves breaking down at Pringle Bay on the beach, as I listened before I started the generator and looked at these majestic Kochelberg Mountains surrounding Pringle Bay, and I thought of that. When there's battles to fight, God is a safe place to hide. Even the tremors that shift mountains in earthquakes, and even the roar of the ocean, I won't fear. What are the battles that you and I are fighting? The battle is the Lord's for God's children. So stop fretting and worrying about the battles you and I are facing. Many Bibles translate Psalm 46 verse 7 as the Lord of hosts is with us. The Almighty, the host of hosts. It's part of a title for God. And the meaning of hosts of hosts, or Almighty in the Bible in the old Hebrew language, is that Yahweh God is not just, He is God and commander of everything. He is commander in chief. God is commander in chief. Now, why am I afraid or fretting about the battles I'm fighting in life, whatever it may be? The past weekend, we went to Johannesburg to bury our Opatinus in the Free State. We went down to the Free State, as I said yesterday morning. And Henty and Corlia's little grandchild, Miko, he runs around, he's about 3 or 4 years old, and he rules Opa and Oma's home. And then my Swari Henty said, he is commander-in-chief, because little Miko, 3 or 4 years old, he rules. And it made me think, as I looked at him, what peace that little boy brings into the home of his Opa and Oma and Mom and Dad by running around and ranting and raging. And everyone's got his attention. And his Opa, Granddad, calls him Commander-in-Chief. And it made me think of the battles we are fighting. And we cry, we moan, we groan. Let's get back to basics. Just go and read Psalm 46, verse 7. God is not just limited to armies. God is not limited to anything. God is in command of everything. He is commander in chief. David writing this Psalm 46 to say, while Zion is God's city and the Israelites' stronghold, David wants the Israelites and all the nations to know that Israel's real fortress and protector is not Jerusalem. It is God. God is my real fortress and my protector. And if any nation is going to be attacking Zion, Jerusalem, they will be attacking the creator of the universe and his power to control everything for his army. So you and I can say, by the grace of Jesus Christ, by the resurrection power of Jesus, the battle is the Lord's. And if anyone or any situation, come on, any situation, we said earlier, what are the battles we are fighting? Name them one by one. Come on, name your battle. Tell the Lord about your battle. Come on, tell him about your battle. It's not always easy. And the Bible's never saying it's easy to fight. But stand firm. And go and read Psalm 46 once again, which says, if any nation is going to be attacking Zion, Jerusalem, the stronghold of Israel, they will be attacking not the walls of the city of Jerusalem or Zion, they will be attacking the creator of the universe, the God of Israel, and his power, who controls everything. The God of hosts, the God Almighty, can call rivers, animals, sun, moon, stars, the creation, or any part of the creation into battle to protect you, as he protected Zion. And David demonstrated this in Psalm 46 with his trust and faith in the Lord of hosts of all his life. David, he must have remembered the killing of Goliath when David was a young man. David had complete faith and trust in the Lord of hosts and the Lord Almighty to operate in the impossible. Believe the unbelievable and receive the impossible. Come on. When facing Goliath, David said to the Philistine, you, Goliath, come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. Today I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth. And the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. And all those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands. Go and read it. It's recorded in 1 Samuel 17, verse 45 to 47. The battle is the Lord's. And if you go and read further, in 2 Samuel 23, the last words David ever spoke on this earth is recorded in 2 Samuel 23, verse 1 to 7. May I read David's last words to you from 2 Samuel 23, verse 1 to 7. David's last words, his last words are these. The oracle of David, son of Jesse, the oracle of the man exalted by the Most High, the man anointed by God of Jacob, Israel, singer of songs. The Spirit of the Lord spoke through me, said David. His word is on my tongue. The God of Israel spoke. The Rock of Israel said to me, when one rules over men in righteousness, when he rules in fear of God, he is like the light of morning, the light of morning at sunrise, and a cloudless morning is breaking through, like the brightness after rain that brings the grass from the earth. Is not my house right with God? Has he not made with me an everlasting covenant, arranged and secured in every part? Will he not bring to fruition my salvation and grant me my every desire? And then verse 6, 2 Samuel 23, saying, but evil men are all to be cast aside like thorns. which are not gathered with a hand. Whoever touches thorns uses a tool of iron or shaft of spear. They are burned up where they lie.
Huh?
David realized that God was the Lord Almighty and the Lord of hosts. David trusted God to fight his battles. David trusted God to keep his word. Do you know that the God of David is our Father? The God of David is your Father by the grace of Jesus, our Father who art in heaven. It's the same God of David. Do you and I understand that God will fight our fights for us as he fought David's fights? Do you and I believe he will guide you and fight you? Fight for you just as he did for David? So come on, name your battles you are fighting. Believe the unbelievable and receive the impossible. And start to operate. Perhaps again, or for the first time, start to operate in the impossibilities of your battles. If you have a Goliath of a situation, how are you handling it? Crying? Throwing a tantrum before God? Saying, God has forgotten about me, look at the battles I'm fighting? Will you say, as David did, I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, and the battle is the Lord's, not mine? David knew his limitations, but he also knew the Lord had no limitations. So he trusted the Lord to fight his battles. In faith, he went out to fight, trusting in the Lord. If you will face your trial, your battle, your situation, as David did, trusting in God to win that battle, he will do it for you. When your circumstance seems as large as a Goliath, remember David, and do as David did, turn the battle over to the Lord of hosts, the Almighty God, the Supreme Commander, the Commander-in-Chief of the universe. As that little boy in Johannesburg, Miko, is the Commander-in-Chief in his Opa and Oma's home. The Lord of hosts, by the grace of Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit, the Commander-in-Chief, who's still making stars somewhere in the universe. Believe the impossible. Believe the unbelievable by Jesus' grace and operate in the impossible. The battle is the Lord's, not yours. Amen and amen.